Thank you, Robin. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with records being set at the Norfolk Show and conclude with a fire-ravaged shoe shop being demolished. Records have been set for the Royal Norfolk Show with more children, schools and businesses than ever, and its highest number of visitors since COVID. A record 15,000 children from 166 local schools, a third of Norfolk schools, attended this year's show, learning all about food, farming and agriculture. There was also a record number of businesses across the 2 days, with more than 700 exhibiting at trade stands around the showground, as well as more sponsors supporting the show. And while official attendance figures won't be announced for a few weeks, organizers say ticket sales are up on last year, predicting more than 80,000 people flocked through the gates.
An aviation museum has reopened with a new plane in the collection that is key to Norfolk's aerial history. The Norfolk and Suffolk Aviation Museum, otherwise known as NASAM, had announced earlier this year that it would be closed as it undertook a plane swap with the Imperial War Museum at Duxford. And now it said goodbye to its Sea Harrier and welcomed a Jaguar to its hangar, a Cold War plane that was commonly flown from RAF Coltishall. Jaguars were a common sight in the skies above Norfolk as they were based at Coltishall. Gary Stebbing, NASAM manager, said it was rather sad to see the Sea Harrier go, but it's been brilliant to have the Jaguar here. The feedback that we've had so far is amazing. The museum at Flixton had submitted a bid for the aircraft when the Imperial War Museum at Duxford announced that it was removing Jaguar GR1B XX108 from its collection a couple of years ago. Mr. Stebbing, who was project manager for the swap, added, "It's an elegant aeroplane and it's in beautiful condition." He added that the long-term plan is to open the cockpit of the plane to the public, but he noted that it was going to be unlikely until next year. The Jaguar at Flixton was a trial aircraft and never saw service in the RAF, but it is in RAF markings.
Norwich has been named among the UK's best city breaks for 2025, which, the UK's consumer champion, has ranked the best 50 city breaks in the UK, dividing the winners into large cities, medium cities and small cities. It is based on a survey of more than 4,000 Which members, with each city given marks out of 5 for food and drink, accommodation, cultural sites, shopping and ease of getting around, plus an overall customer score. Norwich came in 9th place in the medium-sized cities category, pipped to the post by Bath, Chester and Lincoln. Norwich scored a Which customer score of 73%. Norwich was also recently named among the 7 lesser-known parts of England that are just as lovely as Cornwall or the Cotswolds by the lifestyle magazine House and Garden.
A Norfolk estate has been named one of the UK's best dog-friendly days out. The Telegraph published a list of 20 experiences that the family dog doesn't have to miss out on. The article offered a range of ideas from beaches to galleries and museums, and Holcombe Hall was included. Holcombe Hall is an 18th century property nestled just a stone's throw away from a beautiful beach, which is notably dog-friendly all year round. Dogs can't go inside the main home on the Holcombe estate, but they are welcome to explore Holcombe Park, the pine woods and the walled garden, if they are on a lead. They can also join their owners for a spot of lunch in the Courtyard Cafe and Courtyard Gift Shop. The Telegraph article suggested popping into the estate's museum, Holcombe Stories, and stopping for lunch in either the brilliant Courtyard Cafe or the Victoria Inn. It also recommended staying at Seaview Cottage, which is run by East Ruston Cottages and allows up to 5 dogs.
Councillors apologise for embarrassing conduct after a debate on the conflict in Gaza descended into shouting and arguments. The meeting of Norwich City Council fell apart during a discussion about its membership of the Norfolk Pension Fund, which has invested in arms companies supplying the Israeli military. The matter at hand quickly became sidetracked amid confusion about whether the debate was going ahead or had been shut down. As tensions mounted, fingers were pointed at members of administrative staff for giving out conflicting advice and contributing to the awkward chain of events that ensued. The confusion began after a member of the Green Party presented a motion proposing that the council put pressure on the Norfolk Pension Fund to sever its ties with the companies. The Labour administration was accused of stifling discussion after it was suggested this be determined by the cabinet made up of 8 members of the Labour group rather than the full council. Tempers flared due to confusion over whether the motion would still be debated by all councillors, resulting in the majority of the discussion being taken up by arguments about whether a debate was happening or not and what was being voted on. Labour councillors were accused of shutting down questions and robbing the public of having a say on the issue.
A former shoe factory, which was almost burnt to the ground by arsonists, is being demolished to make room for housing. The Van Dahl factory in Dibden Road near Mousehold Heath in Norwich caught fire on January the 20th. A total of 17 fire crews were called to the scene and large plumes of smoke were seen rising to the skies over the city. The factory closed in 2018, but was once a key employer for the area, producing up to 8,000 pairs of shoes a week. After the blaze, concerns were raised about the safety of the site, and it was partially demolished as a result. But 6 team members from Anglian Demolition have now returned to complete the job. The firm has said Flagship Homes, part of the Bromford Flagship Group, plans to turn the plot into housing to meet growing local demand. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said in April that the force had dropped its investigation into the suspected arson attack at the site. "We have now concluded all lines of inquiry and therefore the investigation will be closed," she said. "Of course, we would always review any new information provided to us."